Larry speaking.
Hey, this is Taisha giving you a call back from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm curious about charges that are appearing or have appeared on my credit card that I know nothing about.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to take a look at it for you. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Larry Creekmore.
Thank you for that, Mr. Creekmore. And for I do see an account for you for security purposes. Could you verify your mailing address?
21061 West Park Meadows Drive, Buckeye, Arizona.
Thank you. Just a moment, please. Just went on the account to get loaded up.
And you're with Get Quick Gadget Trends, is that correct?
We're a third-party customer service. We service over 100 vendors, so that could be one of the vendors we service.
Well, yeah, I'm getting a number of charges on my credit card that are not valid, and that's one of them. Another, there's a couple more. Apparently, someone has my card number and these charges I know nothing about.
Okay.
Oh, the other one is Advantage Mex Limit Clean. I don't know who they are.
Okay, so it looks like you on September the 11th, you won a free gift. It was a tactical bag.
That's right. There was a delivery charge, and I paid for that.
Yeah, it was $5.74.
Outside of that, I've made no other purchases.
Okay, sir, that was a free gift from the Factory Direct store. It's an online gadget store where they give you electronic gadget at a discounted price, and they send you a $125 voucher in your email to shop at the store. You had up to 48 hours to cancel the account. If you didn't, you were automatically enrolled inside of the
That's totally, I know nothing about that.
It was stated in the terms and conditions.
Well, I saw nothing on the advertising that indicated I was joining some sort of club.
Yeah, so you joined the Factory Direct.
This is totally fraudulent.
No, sir, it was stated in the terms.
I don't care about your terms. I saw nothing on the advertising.
Nothing fraudulent about it.
I was told that there was a free tote bag. With my only charge was the delivery charge. There was nothing about joining any club.
That's why you got the free bag to join a membership.
I didn't want to join anything.
Which are you agreeing
totally,
to it?
I didn't agree to anything.
When you paid the $5.74, sir, you agreed to it.
Okay. I did not agree to it. This is totally fraudulent.
Okay.
And I don't know who you're representing, but this is a total scam.
Okay, so what do you want me to do with the account, sir? The membership is $67.32 a month.
Well, I'm not a member of your club. I don't want any part of it. And discontinue anything that you have. And I'm not going to pay anything further other than the delivery charge that I was originally told.
Okay, I can get this account canceled out for you.
And those charges should be reversed.
Well, you're already making a dispute with your bank, so your bank will have to give us a call back because I see one of them already went through with your bank, so the bank will have to just give us a call back.
All right, and what about this Advantage Max Limit Clean? What the heck is that?
What's the charge? $39.99.
Yes.
Yeah. So when you enrolled for that tactical bag, it was a fitness, it was a fitness membership with it as well. They gave.
I know
it to you.
Nothing about that, and I didn't join any fitness club for $40. So I have no interest in that at all.
Okay, so I was able to go ahead and get your account canceled out for you. I do have your cancellation number if you want to take it down.
Sure.
It's C as in Charlie, 262-360099.
All right, and the charges that are existing, you say they're with the bank?
Yeah, you made a dispute with your bank already, so I see you made a dispute on one of the charges with your bank. The other one, you'll have to give up the
card. The only charge I'm not disputing is the $5 for a delivery charge for some bag that I got that was totally unusable. And I played the delivery charge as promised. There was nothing that was on any of the ads. It was for an online survey. There was nothing indicated about joining any sort of club or membership or anything like that.
Yes, sir. It was definitely in the terms and conditions that we're going to provide the bank once they started the dispute process.
Well, the problem is if there was something on there, it was so small that you would need a magnifying glass to read it. And you know that.
No, it isn't small at all. The writing isn't small at all.
Well, I didn't see anything. I have no interest in joining your clubs or whoever you represent. And I'm putting this in total dispute. So you can take that for what it's worth, but cancel everything. I am not interested in any of your products or anybody that you represent.
Okay, the account has been fully canceled out. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I'm afraid not. Thank you very much.
Have a nice day.